Welcome to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I am your host. I am a mind-body manifesting coach and founder of the wellness consulting business, K-Way. I am committed to helping you tap into the infinite power you hold when it comes to intentionally creating a more abundant life that gets you jumping out of bed with excitement. Over here, we chat about all things mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health to help you constantly manifest bigger and better for yourself. So grab a cup of coffee, bottle of kombucha, or a glass of wine, and let's chat. Hey, welcome back to another episode of Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I'm your host. On this podcast, we chat about all things mindset, manifestation, and personal development. And the whole crux of this show is for you to realize how powerful you are when it comes to creating a life you actually want to be living. How to build a life that not only looks good from the outside, but one that feels so rich and so satisfying. A life that gets you jumping out of bed and pinching yourself in awe and just feeling so much gratitude to think that you took something that was once part of your imagination and turned it into your physical reality. If you are new to the podcast, welcome. I'm so happy you are here on this podcast. I really try to break down the process of manifestation into concrete, tangible, and actual steps so that these aren't just empty woo concepts that you understand on an intellectual level, but instead you're able to apply them to create the kinds of groundbreaking transformation your heart desires. If you haven't already, be sure to hit the subscribe button so you get notifications when I upload new episodes every week, twice a week on Tuesday mornings and Friday mornings. And if you're a longtime listener, welcome back. I'm so grateful that you choose to spend this time with me. And to everyone listening, happy 2024. This is officially the first episode going up in the new year. And I know it sounds so cliche, but I have to say, but where on earth did 2023 go? I feel like the year flew by, but it was such a special year. And I was really thinking about this the other day that I'm just so grateful that for the last few years, well, to be honest, since I really got into the process of manifestation, each year I've been able to end the year saying this was my best year yet. And that's why going into 2024, I have no idea what it entails, but I'm so excited for all the blessings and breakthroughs and new forms of abundance that I'm about to experience. And again, it's all unknown, but I know through doing the work and by laying the foundation, I know that it's going to be an exceptional year. And when I sat down to think about what I wanted to record, I could have either gone down the cliche route of goals, resolutions, how to set yourself up for an exceptional year, yada, yada, yada. But I thought I'd cover a question that I get often asked, and that's around the lines of consistency. So often people ask me, how do you manage to stay so consistent? Especially when life gets busy, this all just feels like a lot of work. And I get it, because after working with over thousands of clients over the last 11 years, inconsistency is the reason why most people don't get the outcomes that they want. And I know that the more consistent I am with my habits and the way I show up, the easier manifestation becomes. And it all comes down to one thing, and that's momentum. How much momentum can you create around the desired outcome that you want? How much momentum can you create around this new level of identity that aligns with the version of you who already has his or her desire? But when we're just showing up once in a while in a very wishy-washy energy and not building enough momentum, that's why we never actually see the physical manifestation of our desires, because we haven't actually taken the time out to build enough energy in the direction of our desired outcome. And as I record this episode, I'm currently in Bangkok visiting my family. And I know for a lot of people when they're traveling, they stop with their habits or they use an excuse to put their needs in the back burner. But whether you're traveling, whether your work is busy, whether you are inundated with social commitments, whether life is just lifing, that cannot be the reason why you aren't able to stick with your habits. And that is, I'm about to give you so much tough love, but it really boils down to how badly do you want the desires that you say you're manifesting for yourself this year? Whether it's a loving partner, whether it's more money in the bank, whether it is the job that gets you jumping out of bed, whether it's improving your well-being, how badly do you want it? And it all boils down to who are you going to be and how are you going to show up? If you really want all that you say, then that level of consistency is a non-negotiable. And today morning, I had a call with a client, and it's so trippy because she's based in New York and I'm currently in Bangkok. And so we were speaking my 8 a.m. Wednesday morning, which is her 8 p.m. Tuesday night. And there's nothing quite like time difference to reinstate the fact that time is nothing more than just an illusion.
Our perception and our awareness of time shapes our experience of time. And what I mean by that is whether something happens in an instant or whether an outcome happens, takes years and forever to manifest, it's all subjective. And it all boils down to your interpretation and your use of your time. And when you change your assumptions, so the beliefs you hold and your awareness of time, that's how your speed, the speed at which you're able to manifest your desire, no matter how quote unquote big it feels, can completely alter. And that's why some people are really good at manifesting their desires really fast, whereas others take years to get what they want. And ultimately, it all boils down to this: how consistent can you be towards the outcome that you're creating? How committed can you be to the reality you're stepping into versus being more committed to who you are and the life you're currently living? But going back to what I was saying about this call with my client, and so we were speaking at 8 a.m. my time, and even though I'm traveling, even though I could have used it as an excuse as the holidays, et cetera, as a reason to skip my morning routine, to skip my workout, I didn't. I set my alarm for an hour earlier. I woke up, I did my morning routine as usual, I got my workout in, and I still had half an hour to spare. And the reason why I really don't miss a beat, and I'm not saying it to toot my own horn. Well, I am proud of myself, I'm not gonna lie. but again, it's a work in progress. But I'm not doing it to toot my own horn, but I'm sharing this because I really want you to be able to see your desires manifest in 2024. And whether I'm traveling, swamped with work, inundated with social commitments, speaking, getting on calls earlier than normal, whatever it is, I don't miss a beat and I do not give myself the option to negotiate with myself. If I've set an intention, I'm gonna do this, it will get done. And the reason why I'm able to do so, the reason why I don't miss a beat, comes down to the fact that I have no problem lowering the bar when necessary. Whether it's showing up for myself 10 minutes a day or 2 hours a day, whether it's meditating for an hour a day or 10 minutes a day, it doesn't matter to me. All that matters is that I consistently show up for the standard of life that I'm creating for myself. We tend to fall into this all or nothing binary mindset whereby we're either doing everything we planned out, or because we're not able to do half of what we planned out, we use as an excuse to do nothing. And we prioritize intensity over consistency. Whereas when it comes to manifestation and actually getting the results that you want, it has nothing to do, it has very little, sorry, to do with intensity, but so much more to do with consistency. And I remember when I was going through my weight loss days, as for those of you who aren't aware of my story, I grew up morbidly obese, tipped the scales at 90 kilos, and lost 35 kilos as a result of changing my diet and developing an exercise habit. And as easy as it was, would have been to cut out carbs and, go to drastic measures. And I did do that initially. I went on the Atkins for 2 weeks and I lost about 5 kilos, but I gained it right back the minute I had a few pieces of chocolate. And when I just decided I needed to make a lifestyle shift and focus on making habits, creating habits that I could be consistent with, not only did the weight come off, but it actually stayed off. It's been about 17 years since I started my journey, kept the weight off, and it's so easy. And that's why, really asking yourself, where am I going too hard with my habits? And can I allow myself to lower the bar so that I can actually stay consistent? And as much as your mind might be telling you that you're not doing enough, or what's the point? 5 minutes is not going to make a difference. Every single moment that you pour into yourself adds up. And I know for me that because every single day of 300 of the last 365 days, I have shown up for myself in some way or the other. Different days, different seasons of life have involved me showing up at a different capacity, but I've still shown up. But that's why my life today looks so different than it did at the start of 2023. And it comes down to making a decision that I no longer waver and I'm not relying on the external world to tell me who I am or how I should be. I decide who I am, the habits that I inculcate, and how I self-identify. And because I'm able to maintain that level of alignment, I am able to now decide the outcomes that unfold. And that's really what manifestation boils down to, is deciding who you're going to be, how you're going to show up, that level of alignment, and therefore the outcomes that unfold. Because at the end of the day, your life is just conforming to you. It is just mirroring to you who you are being. And when it comes to our lives, we all want to experience consistency, whether it's in terms of our income, whether it's in terms of our relationships, our well-being, and we get triggered when there's a deviation. So let's say that you're having a few months where you're making a lot of money, then suddenly it dips. Or let's say that the partner there's months where he is so all in, but then there are months where he is taking a step back. Maybe your friends are inconsistent, that in certain settings they make an effort with you, but in other settings they ignore you. Same with our well-being. It's when we're not experiencing consistent well-being, we get triggered. And it's that unpredictability, which has a very destabilizing effect. So it's only normal. But if you really want that consistency, you have to be able to create that consistency within yourself first. You are the deciding factor of what unfolds in your life. And if you're waiting for the external world to be a certain way, to feel a certain way, to show up a certain way, that alone is actually pushing away the outcome that you want, because you have to first be the change, and then you will see that change being reflected back to you. And that comes down to how you, the habits you inculcate, to the actions you're taking, the behaviors you take on a regular basis, and how you self-identify. Most of us are conforming to the world around us only because we haven't taken the time out to develop that level of unconditional alignment within ourselves. And we haven't actually taken the time out to create a solid sense of self. And when we are constantly changing our perception of ourselves, so our self-concept, and acting based on our external world, and using that as a reason to deviate from our habits and whatnot, and we're not actually being consistent with our resolve and our level of conviction, that is what will attract inconsistency. That internal volatility is what attracts inconsistency in our lives. And that's why now it's going into 2024. We are at the start of the year. January 2nd is, if I want all that I say that I do, can I be more committed to the reality I'm creating, even though I can't see it on a physical level yet? But can I just be consistent enough with myself and show up with that energy of no matter what? And I promise you that unconditional level of alignment within yourself makes you so magnetic, and that's when things just happen out of nowhere. And even though your logic has no idea how things are going to pan out, that's not your job. Your job as an intention manifester is to figure out what it is that you want, why do you want it, and to just go all in and be that right now, with or without your desire. And the paradox is, because you no longer need that desire to be a certain version of yourself, it has no choice but to unfold. And that's exactly why I have even designed a program like School of Magnetic Connection. This is my 12-week self-paced course that you can do in your own time. So that no matter what season of life you're in, you're able to get it in. And over the 12 weeks, I'm teaching you exactly how to effortlessly attract the kinds of meaningful connections, high quality relationships, and level of respect you desire. And along with pre-recorded modules and trainings, you're also going to receive a toolbox filled with so many resources that you can pick and choose from based on what you're feeling. A concept that I really advocate with my clients is known as flexible consistency, that you can change how you show up every day, but you're consistent with showing up with yourself every single day. And that's why having an arsenal of different tools is so powerful, because we are dynamic beings. Every day, we're not going to want to do the same things, but that can't be the reason why you don't do anything at all. So just because today I don't feel like meditating, it doesn't mean that I use that as a reason to do nothing. But instead, okay, you know what, today I don't feel like meditating, so I'm going to do another resource I know I can use to help me ground my nervous system and regulate myself, such as breath work, journaling, gratitude, taking myself out for a walk, whatever it is. And in addition with the toolbox, like I said, you're also going to receive multiple short bite-sized trainings that you can watch on even the busiest of days. And for the first 3 months of School of Magnetic Connection, if you sign up now, you will also have access to a monthly Q&A call with me to ensure all your queries and doubts are addressed. At the end of the day, we are social beings. We're wired for connection. We're wired for love and belonging. And when you are starved of these core needs, it affects every area of your life, be it your well-being, your finances, your career, and your overall quality of life. And really, it boils down to one thing: you, the relationship you're having with yourself, and how you show up for yourself, your level of consistency with how you see yourself and how you show up for yourself. And in doing so, by changing the relationship you're having with yourself, you will naturally change not only the quality of relationships in your life, but your overall quality of life. And at the end of the day, pouring into yourself once in a while, it just doesn't cut it. And so if this sounds like something that you could benefit from, you can head to the show notes for the link with more details. And meanwhile, I'm sending you love and all the abundant vibes. Cheers to your best year yet. May 2024 be the start of all kinds of abundance pouring into your life. And I will speak to you very soon. Thank you so much for listening to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. If you have an extra minute, I'd so appreciate if you could head over to iTunes and leave this podcast a 5-star review. In doing so, it helps other people receive this message so they can also go to the next level in their wellness journey. I'd love to connect with you. So please let me know what your biggest takeaways are in this episode and tag me on Instagram at kushboo.kway in your social media post or DM me to help me serve you better and create more content that you can resonate with. I'll see you next week, but in the meanwhile, I'm sending you so much love and good vibes.